and giving attention to the rhythm of the breath, anapanasati. When we pay close attention, we notice that the inhalation and the exhalation have different qualities, different feelings and sensations associated with them. We might find that it's easier to pay attention to the in-breath, but when there's the out-breath, we get distracted. Or we might find that it's easier to focus on the out-breath, or that they're just the same. As we explore the qualities of the breath, we're getting to know this as a simple object of attention, and also seeing how the mind follows distraction. The habits of the mind to run away. The habit of taking hold of a sound or a sensation somewhere in the body. Taking hold of a thought. The more we give our attention to formal practice, the more we are able to learn how distraction works. The literal meaning of distraction means pulled apart, pulled in different directions. We get to see how this works. Also, how mindfulness enables us to be aware that distraction has happened. So notice, our attention has wandered. It's also a training in responding to distraction, learning to let go of whatever the mind has taken hold of. To let go, and to return, bring the attention back to the present. We get familiar with the mind in the state of clinging and grasping, entanglement, caught up. We get to know what that feels like, the mind in the grasping state. And then in the moment of letting go, non-grasping, disentanglement, to know the quality of mind free of grasping. When he was asked to define what is Nibbana, Lumpo Cha's definition was often to say, Nibbana is the reality of non-grasping. When the heart is free of that, when there's a complete letting go, non-grasping, non-entanglement, right here is peacefulness, Nibbana. Even if it's just experienced, known for a moment, it's important for us to acknowledge, to consciously recognize, this is what the heart is like, free of grasping. This is its quality. As we follow the rhythm of the breath, so as the retreat proceeds and things calm down, the mind, our whole system gets more settled, quiet. And as we watch the flow of the breathing, perhaps we notice that the mind most easily gets distracted in between the out-breath and the in-breath. We've finished an exhalation and there's a pause. After a few seconds, then the next in-breath begins. After the ending of the inhalation, there's another pause. The breath stops. And then we breathe out. And many people find that it's in those turning points of the breath that the attention gets most easily distracted. Particularly as the breath gets quieter, more settled, then those periods of time when there is no feeling of breath can get longer and longer. Following the feeling of the breath as you exhale, and at the end of the exhalation, then can be a long time before the next inhalation begins. So during that period, it's easy for the mind to make a quick trip to India, go back to our room, pop into the library, get back in time for the next inhalation to begin. Our imagination, our habits of restlessness, like to fill up that space. Or rather than just thinking of anapanasati as only focusing on the sensation of the breath as it's moving, it's also important to sustain the attention when there's no feeling of breath in those spaces. Though in developing anapanasati, it can be particularly helpful to make a point of sustaining the attention on that feeling of spaciousness, stillness, when the breath is not moving. To pay a particular close attention to that. At the end of the exhalation, the end of the out-breath, to stay with that stillness, spaciousness, silence. To consciously attend to that. And be aware as the next inhalation begins. Similarly, at the end of the inhalation, before the exhalation begins, to make a point of staying, attending, keeping the attention focused, even though there's no feeling of the breath at that moment. The attention can simply rest on spaciousness, stillness, and then the cycle of the breath begins again. So there's a continuity of attention, whether or not there's a sensation of the breath or not. There's a continuity of attention, a steadiness. Whether it's the feeling of the inhalation, the feeling of the exhalation, or the spaces in between, the quality of focused attention remains the same. As the mind quietens down, as the retreat time proceeds, and if you find that you're getting more settled, more at ease, greater tranquility, then one can take this quality of inner spaciousness and let it expand. Let there be a conscious opening of attention. So we still, say, feel the presence of the breath. The feeling of the inhalation, the feeling of the exhalation. But allowing there to be more of a quality of spaciousness, feeling the breath move within the space of the mind, so that we're not just aware of that quality of stillness at the turning points of the breath, but instead there's an awareness of an attention put upon the quality of stillness and spaciousness, even while the breath is moving. The breath comes and goes, but the space within which it moves is undisturbed, like a beam of sunlight coming through the windows of the temple. It has a shape, it has a form, but you can walk right through it. There's no resistance. There's no thing solid there. There's a form, but the spaciousness and stillness of the temple is not obstructed by that. Similarly, we can open up the attention to the whole space of the mind, observe, feel the movement of the breath within that. Following the inhalation, following the exhalation. But even as it's present, developing an appreciation of the spaciousness, the stillness within which that movement occurs, just like the pattern of light coming through the window. The breath has a shape, a form, but it doesn't interrupt, it doesn't fill the space, doesn't obstruct the space, doesn't disturb the stillness. Let's see if you can get a sense for both being attentive to the object of the breath, but also the stillness within which it moves. Again, with Lumpo Cha's expression of the mind being like still flowing water. There's the flow of the breath, the flow of those feelings and perceptions. But that which is aware of them, the space within which they are known, is perfectly still, open, timeless, undisturbed. There's flow and there's stillness, working perfectly together.